Last year's regular season came to a close on Saturday, November the 10th, with a 69-7 trouncing of the Minot State Beavers. That gave Bemidji State a 7-4 overall record. Not bad, but they certainly wanted better. Again, that date was November the 10th. For those that used up the last of their eligibility on that senior day, I'm sure November 11th came as a bit of a shock. They were done playing football. They were done training. They were done with their careers with the Beavers. Knowing Gunnar Olszewski, November 11th was not a day off. It was the first day that he started preparing for the National Football League. It takes an awful lot of hard work to be a good football player. It takes a lot of hard work and a lot of God-given abilities to be a great football player.
Really, to go back to what we hammer to our kids about the blue collar hard work, you know, grind the axe. We talk about Coach Pike came up with these little wristbands. He says, show up on it. It's just a repetitive theme of outwork your opponents. And lo and behold, it worked in the NFL. And Gunnar just and goes from DB to receiver and, you know, to the Patriots. I mean, what a fairy tale type of scenario. But you strip it all away, he earned it. I mean, I was talking to some other reporters, and like, he just simply outworked some of the guys from the SEC, from the Big Ten, the Big 12, and outperformed them. It's not like a charity case. So, and I think that relates back to the program, too, and how we do things here.
But Gunnar Olszewski is proof. Work hard, or you don't have a chance in this game. Yes, Coach Bolte admitted that he's given more interviews this offseason about Gunnar Olszewski than he has about his own team. But as they say, any publicity is good publicity. What's good for Gunnar Olszewski is good for Beaver Nation.
Man, it's been awesome to see him making headlines and things like that. It just shows that anything's possible no matter where you come from if you work hard. Coach Bolte always refers back to him when he talks about practicing hard, because Gunnar would go out there and practice full speed, full game speed, every practice. It didn't matter. It didn't matter if you knew what the heck he was doing. He was still flying around.
That's Beaver outside linebacker Gabe Ames, the preseason North Division Defensive Player of the Year. The Beavers were picked to finish second in the NSIC North this year. Will the pundits be right? Well, when tonight's game is over, we won't yet know how the season will end, but we might have a glimpse as to who might be the next Gunnar Olszewski, the next diamond in the rough. The preseason is over. Let the real football begin. Beavers and Northern State Wolves from the prairie of South Dakota, next on the Beaver Radio Network.